Hi, this week the question is, when you forgive someone, is it necessary or wise to immediately trust them again? The idea that many people have in regard to forgiveness is that if you have truly forgiven someone, you are therefore obligated to trust them as if they had never done anything wrong to begin with. For example, if an unfaithful husband has committed fornication, and then he asks for forgiveness, why, the innocent wife must take him back, and if she doesn't, then she's unforgiving, and she will go to hell. Or, when a guilty fornicator makes a confession at church, well, then we must allow him to preach again this Sunday, and if we don't, then we're being unforgiving, and we're the ones who are now sinning. Well, the fallacy in this reasoning is that forgiveness is being equated with trust, and the two are not the same thing. Forgiveness is a gift of grace. It's undeserved. It's unearned. But trust is not a gift. Trust is something that someone must earn. The Bible warns us over and over again not to trust in men, but we are certainly taught to forgive men. So trust and forgiveness then are not the same thing. They're not equated. In Psalm 118, verse 8, the Bible says it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. In Psalm 146, verse 3, do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man in whom there is no help. Men must first prove themselves faithful before they are to be entrusted with preaching or teaching or leadership in any form. Christians are to be forgiving, but they must be careful not to become gullible. Unless a man has developed a good and trustworthy reputation, it's extremely unwise to trust that person. Men who want to be entrusted with leadership must prove themselves reliable and trustworthy. 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 2 says, moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. Men who would serve as elders in the church must prove themselves faithful. There's a great big list of qualifications given in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and Titus chapter 1, which men must meet. But just because we test men's faithfulness doesn't mean we have not forgiven them of sins in the past. Deacons must prove themselves faithful. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 10 says, but let these also first be tested, and then let them serve as deacons, having been found blameless. A young man in the Bible named John Mark had been unreliable and untrustworthy in the past, and he had to now prove himself faithful before the Apostle Paul would ask him to come back, Acts chapter 15 and 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 11. Over and over again, the church is warned to be very discriminating about who it trusts when it comes to teaching the Word of God. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, the Bible says, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is especially important when a man has proven himself to be a heretic in the past. If he has shown himself unworthy in the past, we must forgive him when he asks forgiveness, Luke 17, verses 3 and 4. But entrusting him to walk back into the pulpit and to preach again before he demonstrates faithfulness, well, that's uncalled for. You may recall many years ago that there was a TV preacher named Jimmy Swaggart. He was a preacher for the Assemblies of God, and he was caught red-handed in a sexual scandal with a prostitute. The story was so popular that it made national television news. I remember when it happened. It was on the front page of all the tabloids in the supermarkets. The congregation where Mr. Swaggart preached was in turmoil as to what they should do. Many in the congregation wanted to forgive him, and by that they meant they wanted him to be able to keep right on preaching as though nothing had ever happened. Others felt that he should step down from the pulpit. Well, these people wanting him to step down were being villainized as though they were unforgiving and heartless. Well, this controversy illustrates very well the difference between forgiveness and trust. We must forgive people when they repent and ask for forgiveness, Luke 17, verses 3 and 4. However, we're not required to trust that person until he proves himself trustworthy and reliable again. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com, and there's no spaces between those words. There at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.